How long did you live at the Charles Page home?
Till I was 14.
14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a wonderful experience for you. Any stories that you might have?
Oh, it was wonderful. I didn't know anything else.
What was Christmas like at the Charles Page home?
The first Christmas I remember, it was wonderful. We were in the building that he had finally built. It was beautiful. And the boys and girls were hanging up mistletoe in the living room. The girls were giggling and the boys were sneaking over and kissing them because they were hanging mistletoe. But the matron, if any of them came near, they would get busy hanging wreaths and all of the decorations. Oh, it was really decorated all along the walls and then the big living room. Hanging down, I don't know how they did it all. It was so beautiful. There was a lot of hustle and bustle, and we got to write a letter to Santa Claus, and we could ask for two items. Christmas evening, Mr. Page came. That night, they had a program, especially for Daddy Page, so that he could see all his children. We had learned little pieces and songs to sing for the program. They had me to sing a little song, and I still remember it.
What was it?
I had a little basket. Apples for a penny, here's your fine strawberry. Peaches, plums, and cherries, you may taste before you buy. I have a poor sick mother and a little baby brother, and I am just a bother unless I help them some. So I'm selling fruit and flowers, and I sometimes stand for hours in sunshine and in showers, but I guess I'll now go home, and then I'd bow and go.
You remember singing that song 100 years ago?
Sure.
That is pretty remarkable.
And I remember some of the pieces at the other suite. I knew them all.
About your mother, then. Is she coming to visit you?
Oh, yes. She came to see us. She had kept the baby because it was nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And my little sister, Lois, never did go to the home.
Mm-hmm.
Then later, my mother got married, and she went to Daddy Page to get her children. I think Mr. Page was very wise. He evidently looked at the expression of my stepfather because he advised to wait. She wanted to take us because she was married and she could afford to keep us now. She didn't have any babies by him yet. She did later. But Mr. Page talked her out of taking us. He said, why don't you wait a while and see how things work out with the stepfather? Because, he said, I've had to make rules because I'm thinking of the child. And I don't want a child to be put in the home and taken out and then put back in, because I had that happen. And this woman did it twice. She came with a man and said she wanted to take her children out again because she was married and she introduced a man as their father. Well, she wasn't there but about 3 weeks and she brought them back. So Mr. Page says, well, things sometimes are like that. They don't work, and it's okay. Mm-hmm. So he took them back. But when she came the second time with another man and introduced him as their new father, Mr. Page put his foot down, and he said, nobody's going to leave this home. They have to really be married long enough to know that it's going to work out, because I'm not having my kids chirked around from one to the other.
Okay, so then your mother, how long did that marriage last?
Oh, well, she was married for the rest of her life.